Have you ever wondered to yourself if it's important to pray with others or if you can just simply pray by yourself and that's sufficient? Well, I think Jesus answers that question in a very unusual way and in a very unusual setting when he addressed those who were in the temple courts who were selling all kinds of produce and things. And Jesus came in and turned over those tables and really very angrily cleansed the temple. And he said to the people that day, "It is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Of course, Jesus is referring to the temple that stood in the first century that was considered the house of God, the central place of worship for God. And Jesus knew that that place should be characterized not by selling things and merchandise and commercialism, but should be characterized by prayer and engaging with God in prayer as a gathering place for people to pray. Now, today we have the church, and the church is not a building. It's not a temple in that sense. The church is people gathered together. But we also find the New Testament talks about us as a gathered people being a household of God. And so we would discover from this and other passages of Scripture, of course, that it's important for us to be a gathered community. And one of those reasons for gathering is so that we can pray. Now, I understand that sometimes people are confined to home. And so praying individually certainly is important and valuable. And it's a important part of the disciplines of our spiritual life. But gathering together with others is also an important part of that discipline of prayer. We need to pray with each other. When I pray with others in groups, I find it so encouraging to me because I hear how others express their prayers. I engage with the thoughts that they're thinking and find fresh ways to pray and new things to pray about. And so we need to be praying with one another, for one another, and with one another. And so I want to encourage you to come alongside one or two others, or maybe form a small group of prayer and meet regularly and just simply pray and make Pittsford Community Church, this house, this body of believers, a house of prayer. And as we pray, we know God will answer. Thanks for taking time to join me for today's pastoral visit.